Pastor Larry Huck is founder and pastor of DFW New Beginnings Church in Dallas, Texas. This dynamic teaching will ignite your faith, expand your vision, and help you in your everyday life. Now, here's Pastor Huck.
Praise the Lord. You may be seated. I want to ask you to open your Bibles this morning to the book of Matthew chapter 28. But what I want to talk to you about this morning is not just the resurrection of Jesus, but what we want to talk about is the power of the resurrection of Jesus. Could somebody shout out power?
Power.
See, I say this all the time, and I'll probably say it all the time till Jesus returns. But if all Jesus did was forgive me of my sin, if that's all that he did was pay the price and die on that cross so I could know him as my Lord and Savior, I couldn't praise him enough. I couldn't worship him enough. Almost 30 years ago, I walked into a church, nothing like this, a handful of people, but I walked into that church, a drug addict, a heroin addict. But I walked out of that church born again, a child of the living God. And we can't thank him enough for our salvation. Can I have a real loud amen?
Amen.
I didn't walk out religious. I am 30 years later. I am not religious. Religion makes me nervous. But I want to share with, maybe you're here for the first time, or maybe you're watching by television somewhere around the world, what we're celebrating here this morning and what people are celebrating literally all over the world. I guarantee you it's not just another religion. A religion is something we think about God, but a relationship is what you and I have because we've met God because of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Can I have a real loud amen on that? And so I want to talk to you this morning about the power of his resurrection. Read with me in the book of Matthew, chapter 28 and verse 1. Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to draw, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He's not here, for he has risen, and he said, 'Come and see the place where the Lord had laid. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And indeed, he's going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you.'" Now, this is a scripture that is being taught, I pray, all over the world today about not the death of Jesus, but the resurrection of Jesus. And I know you've heard 1,000 times, but it's not the death of Jesus that matters so much. Many, many people call themselves prophets or sons of God. But the difference with Jesus is he is the only one that defeated death. But he didn't just defeat death for himself, he defeated death for every one of us sitting here and everybody watching all over the world by television. Can I have an amen? And so we could teach on this all morning, but I don't want to start here, I want to stop here. So I want you to go with you a week before this Sunday. 2,000 years ago, on the first day of the week, or what we call now Sunday, we know the story where Jesus came riding in to Jerusalem on a donkey. And I want you to picture what goes on, because we've seen paintings and we've heard the story about Jesus coming riding in on a donkey, and the people began to shout and the people began to wave palms. But I want you to realize why this took place. Many people had heard at the Mount of Olives that Jesus was coming. But when he got to Jerusalem, the streets were lined with people with palms in their hands. Have you ever wondered why they were already there? The reason was because this time of year, the high priest had gone to the desert and gotten an unblemished lamb. And the people knew that when they brought that lamb into the temple, and that lamb died, and the blood of that lamb was shed, that all their sins would be washed away for a whole nother year. And so the people were lining the streets. They're waiting for their redemption.